that we're worried about what my grandmother would think. She was okay with it. She just asked, he's not going to marry Maddie, is he?
That was Christy Mast talking about her decision to adopt Josiah Mast with her husband Brian in 2003. I interviewed Christy and Josiah on the life of an adopted child, and they had some pretty interesting things to say.
What is the hardest part of raising an adopted child, and how does a child's race affect this?
I think the hardest part is helping them with their identity and being comfortable with who they are as an adopted child, and especially as they're older, the fact that that makes them maybe different from their friends, the transracial piece of it. It just makes it more obvious to everyone around that they are adopted. So it's more of an up in front issue rather than something that doesn't necessarily have to be so obvious. When people look at them, their perception is that they're from that culture. So for them to not know that culture makes them feel like they're not really part of that culture, and they're also not completely part of their adoptive family's culture because they look different.
Do you feel like it's important for you to connect to African American culture?
Yes, when I first met my friends, they expected me to be just like them and have know all this stuff that white people don't really teach their kids. I grew up in a Christian family, so I was always like shielded from like Jay-Z, Eminem, all those rappers. When I went to school, the first day of school, they expected me to know who Jay-Z was, and then I didn't know who Jay-Z was, and I guess they're like, what? And then I told them that I was adopted. I don't know what.
Josiah going through the normal period of growth and independence as he expands beyond sheltered horizons becomes a crisis in racial identity. This really reflects the true lack of integration in America, where we as a nation expect race to determine culture and background. On the other hand, this story encourages me because the struggle is found more in the adoption than the race. Join us as my mother discusses how she would advise a birth mother making this huge choice.
Has already made that choice. I would just really commend her on doing something that was looking beyond her own desires and needs and looking for what was best for her child. If it was a birth mother who was thinking about it and contemplating, I don't think it's a right choice. I think parenting the child isn't necessarily, she has to just look at her particular situation, encourage her that is a good option. And I think that also the possibility of an open adoption is available, but that's beneficial for both the birth mother and the adopted child. An open adoption is when there's just a continued relationship, either through correspondence or just getting together at different levels, either by calling or actually meeting together.
Having an open adoption, how do you think this has helped with your adoption process?
I guess I have to be a lucky kid because most adopted kids don't actually ever see their real parents, but I got the joy of meeting my birth mom, so I got to ask questions that I thought I'd never be able to ask, so that really helped with my adoption.
What would you say to a birth mother making the choice on whether to give up her baby to adoption or not?
Don't do it. You're gonna regret it.
What has been your biggest struggle throughout your adoption?
like it was finding out that I was supposed to be an abortion, that they gave me up, that I didn't really know who my real dad was.
I did not really want to talk about this anymore. However, I can speak on what I witnessed. He shut down when he learned this, stopped trying in school, was in a permanent state of warfare with his younger siblings, and was rarely ever happy. However, when I asked Josiah about what advice he would give to someone who was adopted, he talked about how he overcame this crisis.
Take him to a tutor.
A psychology?
Tell them, ask them to ask you questions, and then answer all the questions you can. As a child, talk to your parents about it. I did that. That was very bad. I took it out on other people when I was mad at them for no reason. I got me in trouble a lot, so I know that now, and I wish I could redo that.
When you're in a situation to have more children, do you see yourself adopting and why?
Yeah, because I want to show them that there's actually people that do care about adoption, and I want to understand how my parents felt when they adopted me, to see how it worked out and everything.
Josiah's story is one of great struggle and redemption. Struggling as he felt like an accident and social anomaly. Then redemption and a reminder of what family is about. Family means more than blood, race, or culture. Family are those people who are there for us when we feel lost and useless and get us on a path to recovery. I would like to thank Josiah and Christy for sharing their thoughts, and I'm legally obligated to mention bensounds.com, where I got all this music for the podcast. Thank you for listening. This was Toby's podcast. Goodbye.